was born in Athens, Greece, 1937. My family was wealthy. We had a live-in maid and she was my nanny. When my father came home from work, he would sit down, put his legs up, and the maid would take off his shoes and put on his slippers. In 1941, Germany conquered Greece, but passed most of the land to Italian occupation. There was a lot of poverty and famine. What I remember most, and this is permanently etched into my memory, are corpses in the streets. I was walking with my father one day. He held my hand tight, and all of a sudden, he twisted my head to the side so that I wouldn't see. But he wasn't quick enough. I saw her, a corpse, dead in the streets, from hunger. There was a lot of hunger during that time. We weren't affected too badly by the poverty. As I said, we were wealthy. Life wasn't as it had been, but we didn't go hungry. In 1943, Italy surrendered to the Allied forces, and the Germans hurried to reconquer Greece. By then, the German policy towards Jews was well known. So once they began to approach Athens, the Athenian Jews began to go into hiding. My father refused to take us, two young children, to hide in a basement for such an indefinite amount of time. So we fled the city. My father rented a cart and a mule. We were seven. My parents, my brother and I, my uncle, who had a limp, and my grandparents. I was six by then, and I remember it clearly. We sat in the cart. We barely had any personal items at all. We were heading to the village, but there wasn't a road. It was completely isolated. You wouldn't believe such a thing could exist. A village with no way to reach it. The mule was meant to carry our cart through the mountains and the rocks. Every rock we went over, the cart bounced. One rock, and then another, and another. We began our ascent in the morning. It was fall, and we traveled with dark, black clouds hanging over us, threatening a storm at any moment. If it had started to rain then, I wouldn't be here now. We would never have made it out. We climbed for hours. Once, the mule stopped and refused to continue. The cart driver turned to my dad and apologized. And I remember my dad reaching into his pocket and handing the man something. It must have been money, but I didn't know that then. The man urged the mule to continue, and we kept going. We didn't arrive until the middle of the night. My mom said it was 2 in the morning and the clouds were hanging dark and thick. Everything was pitch black. We couldn't see a thing. I don't know what kind of genius navigator that car driver must have been that he managed to get us to the village. How could he tell the way? But he made it. The village was so secluded, they couldn't have built proper houses. The village was made up of huts. There wasn't any electricity or running water. The villagers used a nearby spring for laundry and to bring water home. In the middle of the night, we arrived to the outermost hut. The people were good. They didn't know us, complete strangers at their door at 2 in the morning, and yet they led us into their home. They sat us next to the fireplace. I remember. I was freezing. They gave us warm soup, and they stayed with us until morning. And the next day, my father went to the head of the village. There was a single cabin in the village. I have no idea how they built it. And it was decided that we would stay there. The family in the house gave us a small room they had. We were 7 people living a full year in one tiny room. We came prepared to a village. We had new Christian names Christian birth certificates and identification. I wasn't called Rivka, that's a Jewish name. They called me Kula. My brother Yehiel, they called him Taki. We told the villagers that we were Christians, escaping the bombing in Athens. To keep up the act, my father headed to church at first Sunday after we arrived. At the end of the prayers, the priest gave a sermon. And before he began, he asked for my father to exit. My father complied, but he stopped to eavesdrop through the door. What did the priest say? This week, a family has arrived to our village from Athens. They claim to be Christians, escaping the bombings in the city. But we all know that they are Jews, escaping from the Germans. Because the Germans are searching for Jews to kill and erase them. When the Germans come to our village, any one of you can point and tell them, here lives a Jewish family, and maybe he will be rewarded. But I say to him, I will burn down his house and banish him and his family from my village, because in my village there will not be any collaborators. We will protect his family as best as we can. This is what my father heard from outside the church, and that's what it was. The whole year we spent in the village, the villagers protected us. When the church bells were rung to warn of the Germans' approach, the partisans would escape, and it would take us with them. They hid us in a cave, covering its entrance with branches and plants. Then they would continue into the mountains. Trying to capture them then would have been like trying to catch the wind. The Germans didn't even try. We stayed in the cave silently for days until someone would be sent to tell us when it was safe to return. My uncle used a cane because of his limp. He couldn't walk with us to the cave. So one of the villagers, at great risk to himself, would hide him behind his house in the garden. They were good people. Every time the Germans came, he would mark a notch in his cane. By the time the war ended, 11 months after we arrived to the village, the Germans had come 17 times. One of those times, I had a scalding fever, and the bells began to ring. Everyone is fleeing, and my mother says, I'm not taking her outside like this. It was snowing out, and she refused to leave with me. I'm staying with her here. What happens, happens. And the partisans and my family left, and we stayed in the cabin. The Germans are going door to door, searching for partisans. One German arrives and opens the door. The village women had long dresses and covered their hair and faces. My mother looked nothing like them. And she spoke German, because in her youth that was the language they were taught, the way English is now. She was from a wealthy family, so she even had a private teacher, and she spoke German. So the soldier asks her, who are you? And she tells him that she's the daughter of the village doctor, and that she escaped the bombings in Athens with her daughter. He walks up to me, and I remember he puts his hand on my forehead. She would always say very clearly that she could see in his eyes that he did not believe her. At that moment, I remember, enters another German. The first soldier immediately goes to him, turns him around by his shoulders, and tells him, it's okay, I already checked here. I have no doubt that he knew the truth, but he still decided to save our lives. What I'm saying is, a Nazi saved me. Why did he do it? Even in hell there are good souls. Maybe he had a little girl he'd left behind in Germany and I reminded him of her. But that's speculation, I can only guess. He could have taken out his gun and shot us, liars, and killed us right then and there. No one would have questioned that decision. We left after the end of the war. we returned by another cart. We arrived at our old house, but it was occupied. There wasn't any chance of us getting it back. There wasn't anyone to turn to. So we moved into my grandmother's house.